To do a medical abortion, women use tablets of a medicine called misoprostol. Abortion using misoprostol is safe and 85 to 90% effective. Misoprostol, commonly known as Cytotec or Isovent in Kenya, is a medicine that is safe and effective to induce an abortion. Misoprostol is available in pharmacies in Kenya. The following information on the best use of misoprostol to induce an abortion during the first 12 weeks, that is 3 months of pregnancy, is based on scientific research by the World Health Organization. If one is more than 3 months pregnant, it is advisable to see a trained health professional. A woman should only use misoprostol pills for abortion if she is under 12 weeks, that is 3 months of pregnancy. She can get to a hospital within 2 hours in case of a complication. She has no serious illness. She does not have an IUD, that is a coil. She has made a well-informed decision considering all options, and she is sure it is her own personal choice. That is, she is not being forced or coerced by anybody. Write down the following information. A woman needs in total 12 pills of 200 microgram misoprostol each. A woman puts 4 pills under the tongue and lets them dissolve for 30 minutes. She can swallow her saliva, but the pills must stay under her tongue for 30 minutes. Then she waits for 3 hours. After 3 hours, she can put another 4 pills under her tongue. Again, she waits 3 hours. After 3 hours, she puts a third dose of 4 pills under her tongue. What to expect? As part of the termination process, a woman will have cramps and vaginal blood loss that is more than a normal menstruation and can contain clots of blood. To relieve the cramps, a woman can use painkillers such as Panadol and ibuprofen. The misoprostol can cause side effects like chills, slight fever, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, which will go away within 24 hours. If the abortion is complete, both the bleeding and the cramps diminish. A woman has an 85 to 90% chance of having a complete abortion with the correct use of these pills. The risks are the same as those for a natural miscarriage, so it is generally very safe. Any complication can be easily treated in the same way as a natural miscarriage by doctors. It is important to see a doctor as soon as possible if a woman has any of the following symptoms. 1. Heavy bleeding that lasts for more than 2 hours and soaks more than 2 big sanitary pads. Feeling dizzy or lightheaded can be a sign of too much blood loss. 2. If a woman has severe continuous pain or pain that does not go away after a few days. 3. If the woman has a high fever for more than 24 hours. If a woman has any of these symptoms, she has to visit a doctor immediately. How to check if it worked? It is important to make sure that the medicines worked and caused an abortion. A woman has to do a pregnancy test after 3 weeks or an ultrasound after 10 days. A woman's menstrual period will normally come back in about 4 to 6 weeks. However, a woman can become pregnant again immediately following an abortion. So, it is important to start using contraception right away, even if the bleeding is still continuing. For more information about aftercare, press 3 after listening to the menu. Press 8 to leave a message and you will be called back. Press 2 to listen to this message again.